Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm feeling good today. You know why? Hit the vending machine. Not one, but two Dorito packs came out.
Stop it.
Dude, things are looking very
up. Dude, you got to play the lottery now.
I mean, stock cannot be higher for Spadoni right now when it comes to my action.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Although, if it was spicy nacho, it would have been better. But Cool Ranch, I guess we'll have to spice. You a spicy nacho guy, Joe, or Cool Ranch? Or?
Oh, yeah. I love nacho. Dorito nacho, undefeated, never lost.
Okay, never lost. All right.
Yeah, undefeated, never lost. Well, did you see who did lose yesterday?
Tyler Fitzgerald.
Yeah, the struggling second baseman was optioned to AAA Sacramento yesterday. And did you see what happened?
No, what happened?
One of the best comments that I've seen online as I rail on people posting things online, but one of the best ones was they're like, Justin Verlander activated off the paternity list.
Yeah, he had another baby.
And the first comment underneath Alex Pavlovich's tweet was, so cool to see Grandpa get back into the bigs.
You better be careful.
It was pretty funny. Basically insinuating that Justin Verlander was a grandfather and not a father. Oh, that was pretty funny.
Shout out Kate Upton and Justin Verlander for baby number two. As I vamped to find the name. I believe they had a baby boy, though, because they already had a daughter. So there you go. Congratulations to them. Two kids, a lot different than one. I will tell you that right now. It ramps up in a way that I was not expecting.
No.
Yeah. My little two-year-old just likes to beat up her older brother. And, you know, Benny's just takes it, just sits there. It's like, Dad, she keeps hitting me. I was like, dude, push her back. Defend yourself. All right? That's what I'm expecting Tyler Fitzgerald to do with this move down to AAA. He's got to defend himself to get back up to the big leagues.
Look, this Giants team right now has like a few
pivot.
Holes.
That was my best transition, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just going to power through it. This Giants team has a few holes right now. Like, the starting rotation's shown a little leakage. They're going to have to patch that up. Center field, like, Jung-Hoo Lee, there is a real conversation regarding Jung-Hoo Lee and his adjustment and stop lunging and just put the ball on the ground the other way. Just please stop popping up. Stop swinging and everything. And then, obviously, there's a Bailey conversation, but second base is really the big hole. And, you know, I asked Sam Lubman at the break, like, well, what the heck is going on with Chapman? Because right now, Casey Schmidt's playing third base, and he's like, hey, over the weekend, Chapman was fielding ground balls at third base, and it sounds like he's not throwing the ball over to first.
Well, remember, when the first reports came out, and they got encouraging news when he went to see the specialist with the hand, but they said it was going to be maybe even after the All-Star break, Joe. Like, they were talking about it was going to be like right around that time. So that's another month away. That's probably when I'd expect to see Chapman again. I'm just letting you know. Is that, you're looking at me like with just consternation.
It just sucks.
It just is what it is.
It just sucks. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to wait that long, I don't think they can ill afford to have a bunch of Brett Wisely's and Christian Koss's playing second base. You know, the reason why Tyler Fitzgerald is needed, like his, let's talk about his skills, right? He's not that bad of a defensive second baseman. I actually think he's a solid defensive second baseman. I think he's significantly better than Christian Koss there. He's tall. He's athletic. He can steal a base. He is a good situational bunter, which on this team we found out is a vital skill. He's striking out on way too many breaking balls on the inside. He's not driving the ball. That home run surge that he had last year for that 3-week stretch is just evaporated. He is nowhere near that guy. Now, to be fair, Camilo Duvall had a similar kind of situation happen last year where he kind of went back down and then had to come back up and rework himself. And look where he's at right now. Now, he still gives us an antacid trip, if you will, in the ninth inning. It's not sexy, and sometimes he walks guys, but he's significantly better this year than he was last year. I don't know if Fitzgerald's going to get the ability to struggle the way Camilo did last year and stay around the big league team. He's got to get the bat going, and they need his skill set. Otherwise, they're going to have to go and make a trade. And if Chapman's out until the All-Star break, Joe, I still think you might have to make a move.
Well, I'm looking at this right now, and this is the latest from Ken Rosenthal and Will Salmon from The Athletic. They're talking about the Giants potentially going after an Oriole, Ramon Urias, who has been one of their prospects down there. He's kind of bounced around the infield, but he usually plays the hot corner, could play anywhere in the infield. He's batting 255 this year, 20 runs, 25 RBIs.
255 is
huge.
We'd die for that right now.
Right. He has five home runs, so a little bit of pop there, obviously. 686 OPS, slugging 375, on base 311. But you know what? 255 batting average is all I needed to see right there. And he says he's a reliable glove, and he could play third base, second base, shortstop. Like, that's a guy you probably want to go after. Now he's 31. Do you have anyone in the farm system you're willing to give up to go get him? Not sure, but that's a guy. Like, that might not be a household name, but who guys like Ken Rosenthal, who are very tapped in, are talking about the Giants potentially going after.
Well, this brings me back to Marco Luciano, because, you know, if Marco Luciano had any ability in the infield, my gosh, he would get a look at second base.
Right.
But he can't play the infield.
This is from the excerpt that they wrote about the piece when it comes to the Giants. This is Ken Rosenthal, quote, "The Giants still need one more bat, ideally at second base, where they entered..." This being back last Thursday, with the fourth worst OPS in the majors. The closest thing to a second baseman in the first installment of the Athletics Top 30 trade candidates was the infielder at number 29, Baltimore's Ramon Urias, who has played mostly third in his career. So that's the guy that they linked to the Giants. Potentially, again, not a household name, but a name that can give you some consistency there. And you can feel decent about the plug and play until Chapman does come back. And again, the Orioles, I think they're 10 games under 500, right? They're definitely going to be sellers at the deadline, you would think.
And the other guy that's, you know, getting, I believe he's gotten some looks, and Sam, you can chime in. Do you remember Wade Meckler?
Oh, God,
yes. The guy who went flying through the minors and then came up and just was an absolute disaster in the outfield?
Yeah, with the specs. I loved the specs from Wade Meckler.
He looked like a creative player, like when you start off in MLB The Show.
No, he looked like Ned Flanders. Let's call it
one. He had the mustache going, too.
He looked like he was howdly doodly.
The mustache might not be a good look for Giants players currently, considering what's going on with one of their pitchers. But that being said, Wade Meckler has been getting some run at second base. How many games has he played second base, Sam, in the minors?
Let me double check. I think he's mainly an outfielder, though, so
no,
I don't know.
But
let me double check on that.
They had him playing second, or at least trying it.
Let's see. I have it up right here. Fielding, minors. It just doesn't say which position. Oh, here we go. Second base, 6 games.
There you go.
Oh, he's ready.
Yeah, 6 games. He's played mostly left field, center field, right field, and he's obviously DH, but 6 games at second base in the minors.
They've got a huge hole right now at that second base position, and if Chapman's going to be out, you really don't want to move Casey Schmidt off third because he's your best defensive third base option in your entire organization, and so this second base position is up for grabs. And here's the part that I worry. As you know me, I'm very excited about Casey Schmidt. I'm happy for him. I'm legitimately happy for the success that he's had going on right now. But I worry that, like, people think this bat is sustainable. No. Batting 400 over a 12-game period is not sustainable.
No, it's the ebbs and flows, as we know, like with Devers, with Adamas, with when Chapman comes back. Like, baseball's about streakiness. Yes, there are going to be players that just hit no matter what. Sure, I'd love to have Ichiro on this team in his prime. Those don't grow on trees. Like, no. The guys that are able to do that consistently are usually, like, multi-time all-stars and Hall of Fame types of guys. Those don't grow on trees. Like, it was a luxury to have Buster Posey for his entire career basically batting 300. That stuff doesn't happen, especially with catchers nowadays, right? So, yeah, when Schmidt eventually slumps, I'm expecting the other guys to step up and vice versa. Hell, Wilmer Flores was carrying this team and still is with a lot of the clutch hits for most of the season. There's going to be a moment where he's going to be struggling mightily at the plate probably. That's just what happens at time. And he's getting older, right? Yastrzemski, same thing. There was a moment where he was struggling, and now he looks like he's getting hot again. So it's about picking up the other players around you when you need it. Same with starting pitching. It's the same thing, right? In the bullpen, right? The bullpen, you know, there's ebbs and flows there. There might be a downstretch there where the starting pitchers are going to have to pick them up and vice versa. That's what it is. It's a team sport, Joe. It's not just one person.
They have a lot of AAA prospects, as I go transaction talk here.
Right.
They have a lot of AAA prospects in the outfield. And I know that they traded away Tibbs. I kind of like hinted at this weeks ago that, yeah, hey, the outfield is the position player spot in their minor league system that actually they got a lot of guys. Grant McCrary,
mm-hmm,
Matos, they got Luciano, they got obviously the guy who I just referenced in Wade Meckler. They've got a lot of guys there, and so I just wonder, are they going to make another move here for a second baseman? Whether it's pro-ready, whether that's some sort of a prospect, I just...
Again, the name I mentioned, know. Yeah, Ramon Urias, and this is from Ken Rosenthal, the Athletic, linking them. So.
They were also linked to the Pirates guy, INK, or INF.
Sure.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Falafel, there you go. I remember him still as a Texas Ranger once upon a time. That's where I remember him, obviously.
He was a Yankee, too, wasn't he?
He was a Yankee, yeah, but I remember him coming up with the Rangers in the AL West. So, 8-8.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.